I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's the 1-5 Kentucky Wildcats taking on the 5-1 Louisville Cardinals this Saturday afternoon in the KFC Yum Center. Since John Calipari's been the coach of the Wildcats, they've pretty much owned this series, but their well-publicized struggles this year could make it interesting. Joining me for the scouting report is Keith Elkins. He's a longtime member of the UK Sports Network and the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Hello again, Keith.
Hello, Alan.
Well, let's talk about this matchup. Not what we had all thought would be happening here in terms of the Wildcats and their decided lack of momentum coming into this contest.
Yeah, usually you get ready for a UK-Louisville game, whether it's being played in Louisville or Lexington, and both teams are building up toward it. They've usually gotten several wins in their non-conference seasons. And, of course, this year those kind of non-conference seasons are limited. And in Kentucky's case, it's been a very bad start with a few highlights here and there, but some real inconsistent play. And things have just seemed to fall apart at the wrong times in some of these games. And they come into the game with a 1-5 record. And very much in need of a win of any kind at this point.
And drama off the court as well.
Yeah, that's true. Cameron Fletcher has now been sent home, I guess is the proper terminology, by Coach Calipari after some an emotional outburst there at the North Carolina game. And then there may have been some other issues as well. But he has decided, Coach Cal has, that Cameron needs to take some time away from the team and then get back with him and decide what's going to happen in the future. So that's kind of where we are right now. He is taking that time away from the team and certainly will not be here and available for the game against Louisville. And we'll just have to see what his future at Kentucky is as things go along.
Now, without question, Kentucky has an awful lot of talent on its roster. It's obviously they haven't put it all together. What about the Louisville Cardinals going into this matchup?
Well, they, like Kentucky, lost an awful lot of talent off of last year's team led by Jordan Wara. But they've got Carlique Jones, a graduate transfer at point guard, to lead the way in this new cast of Cardinals this year. He's a graduate transfer from Radford, and he is their leading scorer, and he's very effective out there. He's very quick. He can get to the basket. He can shoot the three, and he's also one of their leading rebounders, too, so he seems to have a good nose for the ball, as we used to say. And he's only 6'1", so some of the Pittsburgh players in their game against Pittsburgh were able to get some jumpers off over him, so maybe that might be a possibility for some of the long, lean Kentucky players. But Jones is an excellent player and a veteran, and giving them good leadership at point guard. David Johnson, who's from Louisville and played his high school ball at Trinity, has come along toward the end of the last year and really made some strides, and he has continued to do that this year. He's very athletic. He's averaging 13 a game now, and he seems to have a great ability to get the ball to the basket as well, very strong athletically, and seems to be gaining more confidence all the time. Samuel Williamson is another really athletic player. So they, like Kentucky, have some talent, and like Kentucky, a lot of it is young, and so they haven't put things together yet, but they are 5-1 on the season, so they're winning while they're learning for the most part. They got trounced by Wisconsin, but Jones missed that game, and so they've won 5 out of 6 on the year. So while they've not really put things together yet, I'm sure they would all say they do have the 5-1 record, so it doesn't seem like things are going badly at all for them. So, but they're still searching in a way to get that young talent to play together too.
What kind of lineup are we likely to see Kentucky go with in terms of this game, especially against Louisville?
Well, we're getting to a point where people are speculating on whether Cal might make some changes in the starting lineup. Last time against North Carolina, he really got some good quality minutes from both Lance Ware and Devin Askew. Really needed those and looking for that from those players. And, of course, still the predominant thinking is that Boston and Clark are going to be the main players on this team, particularly offensively. They've tried Clark at the point guard, with mixed results, you might say, over the last couple of ball games. And I think really long term, if Askew can come back and be at that position, along with Davion Mintz, who was outstanding against North Carolina, that might work best and get Clark back to the wing where he can be very effective in getting the ball to the basket. Olivier Saar is going to have to continue to be a key player in the middle. He did very little against North Carolina. So certainly the potential is there for some other guys to get some minutes. And whether there's a wholesale change in the lineup, we'll just have to see. It seems like most coaches are reluctant to do that, and especially when you've got talented players like Clark and Boston who come in with such great reputations. But eventually you got to win some ball games too, so we'll see if a shakeup is in the works. But I would certainly think that Ware and Askew and Mintz have all earned significantly more minutes this next time out.
And obviously the Camp Cal has not yielded the results that that in past stretches here over the holiday season, where the team has a lot more time to practice and get better and better. We've just not seen the results of that so far.
No, we haven't as yet. And of course, there's an awful lot of young talent on this team, and you just don't know when a breakthrough will come. What makes it seem so bad this time is that we've got the limited schedule. Like I play the full schedule of games where we have many more conference or non-conference games than we've had this year. So the development time is cut down in that regard. But so that the record does put some pressure on them to win some games now and try to secure a bid to the tournament, much less a high seed at this point. So that pressure is on them. But these players are talented enough. There is upside there, and they're turning in strong halves or maybe just beyond halftime. Now they can't keep losing focus and falling apart there in the second half of games where they played well. But at the same time, there's reason to think that a breakthrough would be coming. And we saw that from Ware and Askew in the last game, and good reason to look for that as things continue. So I think there's plenty of reason to be optimistic. It's just that the schedule and the record put so much pressure on you to win right away at this point.
And immediately after this Louisville game, we got word earlier this week that the South Carolina game, the conference opener for the Cats, has been postponed due to COVID.
Some issues in the South Carolina program. They postponed that game, which was scheduled for December 29th. It was going to be the SEC opener, so that's off the schedule for the time being. And so we'll have to see about a rescheduling of that ball game. But the schedule is just kind of up for grabs this year. You don't know, even leading right up to game day, as to whether some games will actually be played. But that's the reality we have, and the goal is to get as many games in as possible, and certainly to get an NCAA tournament in this year. So how they'll have to handle that is almost just like we say about injuries, day to day. And so, you know, earlier this week, learned that the South Carolina game is off the schedule, and that'll probably happen again before it's over.
And bottom line, this is a very young team, and these are very unusual circumstances, and they don't line up.
Well, that's true. And, you know, it's a challenge for any group of young players to come in and play at Kentucky. We've credited Cal for being able to get freshmen, elite freshmen, to come in here and play together as a team. It usually takes a little time to do so, and this year it's taking a little more time than usual. But you throw in the experience of the isolation and the social distancing and very few fans by comparison at the ball games, and it just changes your whole experience as a Kentucky basketball player. Anybody in the past who would talk to these guys currently, you know, those guys are used to playing in front of 23,000 fans every time they step in front of the crowd at Rupp Arena. These guys are not going to see that really at all this year. And so it's a totally different experience for them, and I'm sure it's a little different in staying focused. That's the fun part, is to get out there in front of the crowd, the TV audience, and show what you've got. And so they just don't have that as part of their Kentucky experience, and I would think that would have to affect your development. Now, it affects everybody, so everybody's in the same boat, but that's particularly making a dramatic difference in the experience here at Kentucky.
Well, we're about to find out. The tip is Saturday at 1 p.m., and you can catch the game live on ESPN. That's all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been Keith Elkins, longtime member of the UK Sports Network and the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Have a great weekend, Keith.
All right. Thank you, Alan.